I need you to ask yourself this question right now. Has the enemy been successful at making you less effective as a Jesus follower? I'm going to go with 99.9% of you are going to respond yes to that if you really stop and think about it. Y'all, the number one tactic and goal of the enemy is that we are not successful and effective as Christians in making more disciples, right? He first will try to come after us and keep us from receiving our salvation through Christ. But once that doesn't happen, once we've received that and we're a new creation, then he moves into trying to prevent you from being effective and making more disciples like Jesus called us to with the Great Commission. So what does he do? Well, Truth Rising was made possible thanks to the Kimberly Tower Foundation. The KTF is a united force devoted to uplifting and empowering women and children. Through their efforts, they kindle a sense of belonging, spur personal growth, and create an enduring legacy of impact. To learn more, please see the show notes and look into the ktfforlove.org. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses, located in Pensacola, Florida. Costello's offers Wagyu, a deli, just all the things. Also, if you're a child, 7 days a week, you can walk into Costello's and get yourself a free sack lunch. That's right. I said free. I think we've hit 130,000 so far. So go in, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and you will be so glad you did. Ladies, it's time. It's time we get back to the basics. It's time we get back to God's design for our lives. It's time we drink from the living water. So meet us at the well. It's not too late. He's waiting. I need you to ask yourself this question right now. Has the enemy been successful at making you less effective as a Jesus follower? I'm going to go with 99.9% of you are going to respond yes to that if you really stop and think about it, especially after you listen to what I have to say for just a few minutes here. Y'all, the number one tactic and goal of the enemy is that we are not successful and effective as Christians in making more disciples, right? He first will try to come after us and keep us from receiving our salvation through Christ. But once that doesn't happen, once we've received that and we're a new creation, then he moves into trying to prevent you from being effective and making more disciples like Jesus called us to with the Great Commission. So what does he do? Well, he maybe makes you really comfortable. Maybe he distracts you by getting you really, really busy. Maybe all of a sudden your kids are playing sports that you're no longer able to engage with your church family in the way you once did. Maybe he comes through accusatory thoughts, tells you you're nothing, you're ugly, you don't have good gifts. If God really loved you, why do you allow that? Just the things that he puts in your minds, the minds. Yes, I said that right. Into your mind, because what? He's the father of lies. Maybe it's through giving you some watered down false gospel, because he disguises himself as an angel of light. Maybe it's through physical pain that you're enduring that you can't explain where it's coming from, because that makes you less effective, doesn't it? There's a lot of tactics that the enemy uses that we don't see the enemy using. I don't know what, we just kind of get caught up in it, or we just don't think of it that way. We think of, you know, the exorcism when we think of the devil, or we think of whatever the case may be. We don't think of the fact that, hey, you know, if I'm really comfortable at my church and I'm able to just exist there and really nothing's asked of me and I don't really have to step outside of that, you know, safe circle, the enemy's succeeding because I'm not doing anything for the kingdom. What am I doing? He's fine. He'll leave it alone. Maybe, I mean, forever. I don't know, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So I can't guarantee how long he'll leave you alone. But if you're just there in your place and doing, you know, nothing, honestly, besides still living for yourself, he's probably going to leave you alone. And some of you may be like, yeah, Tiffany, but as soon as I step outside of that, I can't handle these arrows, the attacks. Because sometimes they don't feel like arrows from a distance. Sometimes it feels like it's right there. And listen, I understand that in the same way. Those thoughts start coming again, right? You do this, I'll come for you. You do this, I'm going to hit your kid. You do this, whatever the case may be, fill in the blank. You know what it is. You've heard it. But let me remind you today, sister. Let me remind you. Hear these words because they're not my words. They're God's. It's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. See, the enemy doesn't want us knowing, you Jesus follower out there that's listening, he doesn't want you knowing the power that now dwells in you through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've repented of your sins, you've confessed with your mouth, and you believe him to be God, your Savior, that he died for you, rose again, you receive the Holy Spirit. And with that comes the fact that God now dwells in you. It's not something you conjure up. It's just there. Boom. You have died to your old self. You are a new creation in Christ. Period. And the enemy will do anything possible to keep you from knowing that or accessing the power of God that dwells in you. It's almost as if you get a new target on your back in a way. And I'm not telling you this to give you a spirit of fear because we don't have that spirit. But what we have is to remember, like John 4:4 says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So we don't have to live in that spirit of fear because we know he's greater that dwells in us than the evil one who is in the world. But we do have to have that faithfulness that we receive through the Holy Spirit, through that fruit of the Spirit, to walk this out. If not, you will not be effective as a Jesus follower. And God doesn't ask much of you, by the way, in regards to this faith. He just asks that you have, like it talks about in Matthew 13, the mustard seed. A mustard seed is the smallest, teeniest, tiny seed. But you know what that mustard seed can grow into? A giant tree. Like literally, and I'm not kidding, go look it up. What can it become? And that's all he asks us to have. So we need salvation through Christ and Christ alone. Then we need to acknowledge that God dwells in us and be in that faithful place where we know it's we just need the size of a mustard seed. And then we're able to step into this world, not from a place of fear, but we can walk fearless because we know God is faithful. And the best part is God does not need us, but he wants us, and he gives us the opportunity to follow him, to be disciples. That's what disciple means. A Christian disciple is someone who basically follows Jesus. And as time goes on, which we call sanctification, you become less like yourself and more Christ-like. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You need to know that and know that when you call on the name of Jesus through the authority you have in him, you don't have to cower in fear. You don't have to walk in this place of being a loser, because guess what? We walk in a place of victory through what Christ did on that cross that day at Calvary. Now, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not. But a battle is raging. And for most of us, that battle is going to rage in our mind. Because if he can get us in our mind, and not that the evil one can read your thoughts, only God can do that, but he can flood us with those accusatory thoughts or those lies. And it just starts to get real crowded in there. And we can become our thoughts, then we're not going to be effective for Jesus. And we don't want that, right? No. Your answer better be no. So what do? You start getting into God's word and you figure out how to use the armor of God he tells us about in Ephesians 6. He doesn't just leave us. He's never going to forsake us. He tells us what we need to know, but we have to actually start accessing it and know how to wear it, know how to pick it up. See, some of the pieces we wear constantly, some you have to pick up, but you've got to spend the time with the Holy Spirit and preparing yourself to meet with God and actually meet with God and talk to him and grow closer to him so that you're able to walk into this life and be an effective follower of Jesus. because you can't do it without him. You have nothing to offer. And so I just want to encourage you in this time to ask yourself those questions and then start pursuing that relationship with Jesus, which will make you more of an effective follower of Jesus. And you can start by A, the Bible, first and foremost, get after it, come on, and then just let it take you all over. Just God's word. Just ask the Holy Spirit to help you to know where and what and to explain it or whatever the case may be. Just ask the Holy Spirit for help. Holy Spirit will help you. He will help guide you through his word. Other books can include, I don't know if you've ever heard of Eileen Marks. Her and her husband founded All Things Possible. And she recently released a book called Dangerous Women. Let me read you the back of this. More than ever, we need dangerous women who know who they are and the powerful influence they possess. These women will boldly step into the chaos unafraid, bringing truth and light into the darkness, teaching others how to live and walk in their God-given authority. It's not like a full book, by the way. It's like a life how-to. She gives you codes, how to live by them, what it means. It's like very, very thin. This will teach you how to be a dangerous woman. Prayer. Prayer is a big one. Turning off everything and meeting with the Lord. Spending time with him. Surrounding yourself with God-fearing people who aren't hypocrites, who actually practice what they preach, I guess you could say, where you look at them and you see the fruit. Okay. And being okay with the ones God removes because they're not there anyways when it gets hard or uncomfortable or difficult or when you have to be called to stand unashamed as a follower of Jesus Christ. Those are the moments, by the way, when you look right and left, you'll see who's your real brother and sister in Christ, who are going to go to war with you, because that's what we're doing. We are fighting for the church of Christ. He died for it. He died for all while we were still sinners. And now we're going to run this race down here. We're going to fight as long as we can against the real enemy. We're going to tell as many as we can the good news about Jesus. We're going to share that gospel every opportunity we get. We're going to be prepared in season and out of season. We're going to know that we're not always waiting on something to come, that you actually are standing in the power of right here, right now. We're not going to be two different people that we are on church on Sunday and then Monday when we walk into our jobs or come home. Honestly, even in the drive home from church, we're going to be the same person. We're going to be who we're supposed to be through Christ in us. And we're going to lean on him for our strength, for our wisdom, for our guidance. We're going to take every thought captive, because it doesn't say just a few. It says every thought. And we're going to start standing as the warriors we are for God. Because you are a warrior of Christ. Did you hear that? I don't care what you're saying. Like, me? Do you even know? Come on. No, I'm talking to you. If you have chosen to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior and pick up your cross and truly follow him, you, my friend, have entered into the battle. And it is a fantastic place to be. So when you hear those lies or things start happening, and things start getting real uncomfortable, that's your indicator light that something good is going right in your life. You're actually living in that place like James talks about where you're considering all trials and tribulations pure joy. Because the enemy, you thought they hated you before. They really hate you now. But you don't need to live in fear of that because God is faithful. And again, greater is he that is in you than who is in the world. So when all of it starts happening, remember who gives you the authority. Grow as close to him as possible through relationship, not religion. I'm talking relationship. Be humbled before the Lord. Let him in every single room. That room you got 20 padlocks on, open it up. Get him in there. Get it out. Clean it out. Let the light in every single place. Allow darkness to have no authority in your life, no chain. And break those in Jesus' name. And if you don't know who to talk to about that, talk to us, talk to your pastor, talk to someone you can trust. Do not allow this to happen anymore. You want to be an effective follower for Jesus. And anything that gets in the way between you and that, go to war in Jesus' name. Listen to his voice. Thy will be done and be obedient to him. When your life truly becomes a living sacrifice, he knows that. He knows our real heart postures. He knows who we're really living for. And we want to be living for him. And we want to be out there telling everyone we know about him and the freedom that he can truly offer. All right, well, that's all I got for today. I hope some of that is either encouraging or maybe just a little sharpening, because I needed someone to tell me all of this. So go tell someone else, by the way. You're never off the clock, just so you know. You never retire. You're never done. Nah. Go live for Jesus. Win more souls in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye-bye.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. May you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.